Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's welcome board right now a Super Bowl winning head coach, and that is Tony Dungy. He's got a new book out as well. We'll get into that too. Hey, Coach, Mark and Andrew with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Hey, good morning. Yes, always great to be with you guys.
How you doing, Coach? How's everything going, all right?
I'm loving life at this point, you know, just relaxing. Schedule came out, so we're excited at NBC. We think we got some great games for this fall, but having fun down here in Tampa right now.
Yeah, and listen, you know, that's, you know, a lot of interesting storylines around the National Football League, and I think a lot of people, even if you're not a Cleveland Brown fan, Coach, is looking at that Cleveland team with Mayfield and Juice Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. and Callaway and the young tight end and talented running backs and, you know, look like a team that, and an organization. We've seen kind of these teams all of a sudden, they come together pretty quick. It looks like an organization that's about ready to take off.
Well, we'll see if the chemistry can match the talent, because they have been putting together picks, and you should, with high picks and Myles Garrett. You know, when you've got the first pick in the draft a couple times, you should stockpile that talent. I think they have, but you're right. My son, I've got a 12-year-old who is just super excited. He's on the bandwagon. He's already talking about, hey, can we go see him play here? What about this game? He thinks they're going to be great, and I think a lot of people are in that same boat.
Coach, what's the first thing a head coach does when he sees the schedule in mid-April? What's the first thing that would normally catch your eye when you saw it for the first time?
I always looked at, you know, the travel and when games were played. You obviously know who you're going to play. But, you know, are we playing a road game on a Monday night followed by another tough one on Sunday? Do we have those three in a row? When are we playing in the cold weather? Is it at the end of the year that we have to go to Arrowhead or Foxborough? Those type of things. But it's all fun. So,
I think we lost him. See if we can get him back up here. Biseglia will work on that to see if he's in a little bit of a better area. Is he back with us? All right, he's back with us. Coach, you dropped out there. Andrew asked you about the schedule, what you look at. We lost you mid-answer there.
Okay, yeah, I was saying that I always look for when we were playing. Are we on a Monday night? Are we on a Thursday night? Do we have those long road trips on short weeks? Those are the things that kind of catch you, because you got to play everybody on the schedule. It doesn't really matter, you know, except for the fact that you don't want to play, you know, a short week, hey, Monday, and then come back with another tough road game or play on a Thursday night after you've had a tough game on Sunday. Those are the things I always look for.
You know, Coach, I asked you about the Browns. It could really work for a number of different examples for a lot of different teams. And, you know, you're a former player, obviously, a Super Bowl winning head coach, a lot of success Tampa with the Indianapolis Colts. You mentioned, can the personalities work in Cleveland? What would be, you know, in terms of, you know, if you were stepping into that scenario and you've got guys, Mayfield and Beckham and Juice Landry, and a lot of guys with distinct and you know, certainly egos, but a lot of different personalities, how would you try and make sure that guys come together, if you can help facilitate as a coach and bring the guys together and help them gel?
Well, you have to talk in terms of winning. Hey, do you guys really want to win? Is that why you're here? Or are you here for other reasons? Are you here to get more balls? Are you here to get more money? Are you here to get more publicity? Are you here because, you know, hey, you got your high school buddy or your childhood friend? All those are good reasons, and we want those reasons to be there. But the bottom line is we've got to win. And Coach Nolan played for him. He had a saying that I always remembered during my career. Champions don't do extraordinary things. They do the ordinary things better than everyone else. And if we want to really be a champion, okay, we're going to need the highlight reel plays, but we're going to need everything during the week, the preparation, game planning, the practice. We're going to need the blocking, you know, receivers. We're going to need blitz pickup running backs. We're going to need everybody to be aware of audibles and what's happening. Those are the reasons we're going to win, not the one-handed catches, not the big sacks at the big time, but are we going to do it day in and day out, the little things? And that's how you've got to build their chemistry.
Coach, we were talking before you came on about Josh Rosen and his future in Arizona or somewhere else. If we get to next Friday morning and the Cardinals didn't pick Kyler Murray, so Josh Rosen is still their quarterback, what's the first conversation you'd have with Josh if you were the head coach about kind of reshuffling and resetting and moving towards the new season?
Well, to me, you have to have already had that conversation. You had to call him in and say, hey, you're hearing a lot of smoke about Kyler Murray. We're not taking him. You're our quarterback. If you haven't done that by now, I think you're in for a lot of trouble. You're taking Kyler Murray, then go with it, and that's your choice, and you're trying to get that franchise guy. But if you, and you should know by now whether you're taking him or not, and if you aren't, you better tell your quarterback that you have, you're our guy, and don't worry about all the noise you're hearing from the outside.
Yeah, it's fair. I mean, and we all understand the, you know, where the smoke is fire. The Arizona Cardinals have been linked to Murray here. You know, if they haven't had that conversation though, and then you're Josh Rosen here, I mean, then are you assuming that your days here are numbered as an Arizona Cardinal?
Yes, I am. I think if I were Josh Rosen, and with everything that I've heard, you know, just myself, I would go in and say, hey, are you guys trying to tell everybody you're taking Kyler Murray because you're trying to drum up a big package and we're going to move down and we're going to get a bunch of other guys? If that's the case and I'm your guy and this is all smokescreen, hey, I'm fine with it. But if you want Kyler Murray, take him and send me someplace else.
Coach, you're with us this morning to discuss your new book. We Chose You, a book about adoption, family, and forever love. Where did this all begin for the Dungy family? How did you guys make the decision to adopt and be foster parents?
Well, I'll talk about the book first. We've been writing children's books for a number of years. This one is really my wife's kind of heart and soul. She wanted to write about adoption, and she has been just a huge advocate of this for a long time. We came to Tampa in 1996. We started working with crisis pregnancy centers and just working with young women, trying to talk them into not having abortions, giving these children life. And then in 1999, we found that there was a backup of babies here in the Tampa area, Hillsborough County. There were young babies that weren't getting placed. They were going into foster care, and it was heartbreaking. And so we felt like we could do something about it. We adopted a little boy in 1999, and we've since adopted six more, all as infants, and it's been wonderful. So that's always been my wife's heart, to kind of let people know there is a need here in the United States. You don't have to go to China. You don't have to go to Russia. There are babies being born all the time here that are looking for homes. And this was kind of our way to bring light to that.
Well, I mean, Coach, I mean, it's a wonderful message, and certainly for people to get out there into the community and to help those. You know, you mentioned we had you in studio, Coach, you and your wife, and when the second to last book did come out. Tell us a little bit about, you know, getting together, putting these books together.
Yeah, when I was coaching, my wife and the other players and coaches' wives used to go read at elementary schools. That was one thing they really wanted to promote, reading. And Lauren was saying there aren't really a lot of books out there that are fun, that are exciting, that have a good message, that we can read, that have diversity. We're going into these inner city schools, and there's no books really with Hispanic characters, with African-American characters. It's just discouraging. And so we kind of took it on about 10 years ago to write it some books that had a good message, talked about life lessons, but showed diverse characters. And it's been a lot of fun. My wife and I still read once a week in the Title I schools in Tampa, and we love it, and try to encourage the kids to get into the reading. But these books have been a passion for us to talk about honesty and honoring your parents and doing the right thing and being good students, things like that. And it's been a lot of fun to try to create books that way.
Coach, we'll close it out with a couple, asking about a couple players and new spots. Get your thoughts on those. Le'Veon Bell in New York with the Jets, signing that free agency contract. How do you think the former Steeler running back will handle New York, and how successful do you think he'll be?
I think he'll be good for them. He's a multi-purpose back. He reminds me a lot of Edgerrin James. He can do a lot of things. But there's going to be a lot of pressure in New York. First of all, he's going to have to live up to this contract. When you come to New York, you're always kind of thought to be the savior. And even if he does well, if the team doesn't jump out and do well, there's going to be a lot of eyes focused on him. So I don't think it's going to be as easy as Le'Veon Bell thinks.
All right, how about Antonio Brown in Oakland with the Raiders?
Well, he's going to a good situation because John Gruden knows how to use receivers. He'll get the ball to him a lot. He may not have the team success right away that they had in Pittsburgh. And, again, that'll be interesting. You talk about why guys are coming. You know, is he coming to help them win and get to Super Bowls, or is he coming to have 120-catch seasons? Again, that one is one we'll see how it plays out. I was a little disappointed in Antonio, just the way things happened and transpired there in Pittsburgh. I don't know all the ins and outs, but it just seems like he left in kind of a non-Steeler way for a guy who was a former Steeler.
And final one, Denver Bronco fans want to know, have they found their short-term solution at quarterback in Flacco?
If it is, it'll be very short-term. I think Flacco can still play. I don't know how many years, although some of these quarterbacks now are going into their 40s, so we'll see. But Joe Flacco knows how to do it. He can play at a high level. They've got a good defense. This might be one more run for the Broncos.
Hey, Coach, we appreciate the time. Continued success. We love watching on NBC. And happy Easter to you and your family, all right?
All right. Thanks. You guys, too. Great to be on with you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.